Welcome in! What's up, buddy? Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm going about half speed today, Shane. I don't know about you.
Dragging a little bit, man. Dragging a little bit. Brother, I don't know. I feel like all the drama that happened last night is going to fail in comparison about the drama we're about to see.
Right. And, buddy, so we're about to do it. We're about to do playoff reveal.
Yeah.
Oh, I just went blind for a second. I don't think I'm ever drinking again, Shane. I don't know about you, but we have gotten word. I think it's fine to spoil it because they're about to reveal it here in literally 1 minute. But the guy that projects all these playoff rankings.
Yes.
He's gotten it right literally every single time ever because it's all it really is a formula.
Yeah.
He's saying the formula tells him Bama is out. So that's why I put out the tweet. I think Bama's out. I don't think they should. Again, this is not my opinion. This is this man's formula.
Yeah.
It's telling him Notre Dame and Miami are in. Alabama will be the first team left out. So, again, we'll see if that is accurate. He's gotten it right literally every single time, every playoff. So, I think Alabama's out.
And it sucks if that's the case, right? And I'm not saying this to defend what shitty performance I saw last night. I'm saying this because the fact they had a performance last night, right?
Right.
You know who didn't? Miami or Notre Dame. The two that they're going to let slide in because they didn't have to face Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, listen to that. I mean, we're going to sit here and we're going to talk about why JMU should be in there. I mean, listen, does it even make sense to your, like, do you really believe the words that are coming out of your mouth when you say stuff like that?
Did you see Ty Simpson on the screen covering his face with his hand?
No.
Well, I'm just saying, that's how I felt when I heard you say that out loud, Shane. That freaking Tulane and JMU could be in and Bama's not.
They got a watch party, right? The only thing they should be watching is, like, Christmas movies right now. You know, they should not be watching an opportunity to the college football playoffs, because as much as I like John Summerall and everything he's been able to do down there at Tulane, comparing Tulane to Alabama is ridiculous, Mike. I mean, didn't we see a piece of this earlier this season when Ole Miss whooped that ass? It's like, what are we doing? This
shouldn't JMU just get docked for hiring Billy Napier?
Yeah, we should go ahead and start picking on him, you know. Another thing, too, Mike, I just feel like maybe it has to happen. And I know that sounds stupid, but it's like for something bad, like to get fixed, something like this has to happen. And you better damn believe old Greg Sankey's going to be coming off the top rope if that Tide gets left out.
Hey, shout out Jacob, cousin Jacob, Shane. Go Dogs, Morristown, luxury cars, predicts Georgia 28, Bama 7. Man, we could have been more wrong about that SEC championship, could we?
We were a little off there.
Yeah. Well, hey, we both Morristown Honda'd it, at least.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't super confident going into this game, but the fact that we both double cousin cursed this, I feel bad that we're having these conversations right now that Bama, it may have been on us, Mike.
And shout out to Cousin Emily. We hung out with her at the bar. She bought us around. Thank you, Emily. Yeah,
thank you, cuz.
That was awesome.
That was fun. It was awesome. We saw so many cousins yesterday. It was so cool. And I just had a blast, man. I always like the fanfare. I like walking around there. I like just, if you've not been able to experience, I saw Texas A&M. I saw Mississippi State. I saw, you know, there was all kinds of fans. It wasn't just Georgia and Alabama. So next year, even if your boys don't make it, be sure to check it out. It was absolutely fun, man.
Mike, did you meet any ladies at the bar? Does Marler count?
Oh, shit, man. Oh, my goodness, Mike. Yeah, it was a lot of...
They want to know if Shane behaved. Shane always behaves.
Yeah.
He was a class act the whole way through.
How many think we got to, man? Like 12, 15? It felt like it got up there for a second.
Oh, you're talking about beers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that second bucket, it kind of went downhill from there. You know what?
It's kind of like the second half of the SEC championship, you know? Hey, I probably should apologize, Mike. I'm very, very critical of Indiana. Very critical. Probably like the biggest Indiana hater that's out there. But what a wonderful game. To that game last night.
I didn't watch it.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But what else was there to do, right? Win in Rome. I checked it out, and I still hate Cignetti. I think he's dumb. But it's tough to argue what they were able to accomplish in two seasons. Unbelievable. So they're still going to get bounced out pretty early in the college football playoffs. But I did want to give him a shout out because it was a fantastic football game.
I did watch at the bar that we were at, I was able to see the end of Duke, Virginia. Yeah. That was just hilarious. I mean, the ACC champion's not going to get in, but Miami's getting in. How stupid is that?
It's stupid. They're going to come out here and give a spiel on why they should, but at the end of the day, it body of proof, man. You know, Kirby Smart, I don't know if you're going to play any clips. I got a couple. One of the things I'll paraphrase. He was just talking about, what about next year? What about next year when SEC goes to an additional game? That means eight SEC teams are going to have eight more losses, right? And right. if they're not getting in now, just, I mean, math, there's eight more losses going to be handed out next season. And we're trying to argue why a 10-2 SEC team should get in. We're trying to argue why an Alabama team that played Georgia twice, beat them once, can't get in. It's unreal to me, man.
I really appreciate Liquid in the comments. I can't even find Indiana on a map. Cousin Derek, we don't talk Big Ten in here, Shane. I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, anytime Ohio State loses is good. And the thing I don't like about Cignetti, it's like clearly he should have been smiling on the sideline. We've seen him smile before, but he is trying so hard to be cool, you know? And it drives me nuts. I'm like, dude, just fucking smile. You did something that's not been done since the 40s, all right? Soak it in.
Shout out, Emily. Beer with Mike and Shane, plus watching Bama lose. Best Saturday. Hope I didn't fangirl too hard. Should have gotten your autograph next time. And then also shout out Ardor Wolf. Imagine if Duke gets in, Batman doesn't. That would be crazy. Imagine if Duke gets in, Batman doesn't. That'd be crazy.
I think that's what's going to be. You know, Alabama. You remember that where Bane, the plane's going down, and he's like, they're expecting one in the wreckage. You know, it's like that's what Bama's getting right now. Like, you got to go down with the ship because we're never going to get this fixed if we don't. So. Two years in a row, Bama looking in. Wouldn't that be something? I mean, again, it's not.
Wait, so your theory is this has to happen to kind of fix the format?
I feel like it does, right? I mean, we've bitched and complained about it long enough, but, you know, yeah, there's a lot of people, a lot of influence behind Alabama. So last year, you can make excuses why you didn't get in. This year, I can't. SEC championship.
Would this have happened if Nick Saban's a head coach? Would they be left out?
No, absolutely not. With Nick Saban with this team, they'd be undefeated probably, Mike. This may be on Kalen DeBoer laughing.
Well,
I
see. Yeah, that's an excellent point. But I just mean, let's say the results on the field are identical.
Yeah.
But Nick Saban is your head coach.
Oh, no, no. Yeah.
I feel like they'd be like, oh, we got to have Saban in here.
That's exactly right, man. That's exactly right. I mean, you could – is there – like Kirby Smart, roles reversed, right?
Yeah.
There's no – if Georgia would have lost two games during the season, and let's say that Ole Miss, that was a close one, right? And then falls in the SEC champion, exact same score. Look at – damn, Nick looks – a little older.
He was with us at the bar last night. Damn. If you could tell,
they powdered him up a little too much there, didn't they? All right, coach is not coming back. Just you also heard that.
Hey, are we wanting to fire DeBoer if you know he goes 0-2, can't make the playoff?
No, we're not going to fire him. But
I mean, will they fire him?
No,
for the fans.
No, they're in a spot, right? I mean, actually, I don't know. I don't know.
0 for 2. If he goes 0 for 3, he's done. He can't come back.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. We're firing Brian Kelly for not doing it. Why wouldn't we fire Kalen DeBoer, you know? We didn't hire him for close, Mike. Hell, they're expanding the playoffs. Nick Saban was in there when there was four, you know? What's he saying?
I can't even. I'll turn it up a little. He said, Alabama had the most impressive run in the middle of the season, beating all these ranked teams.
Yeah.
But they're fading. They're fading fast, you know? He meant Bama, not Batman. I was very confused, but I just rolled with it.
And I do wonder, you know, Alabama and Georgia had a lot sit out. And I think part of that was anticipation, like, we're getting in regardless, you know?
Right.
Talk about an ultimate backfire. I mean, we'll talk about the game at some point, but the rushing was just abysmal. And two of their – like, I'm not saying Jam would have played, but I think you never know. So,
and maybe. What do you think the point spreads are going to be with two – great question here, north of Knox, Tulane and JMU. It would be – how exciting, Shane. We're going to get Tulane, I believe, at Ole Miss, as I've seen it. I think that's going to be the matchup. And then JMU versus, like, at Oregon.
Yeah, it's stupid. But
like, who the hell wants those games?
And they – nobody. Absolutely nobody. And neither does – I mean, look at this all this media right here. This is Disney, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to make money off JMU. Would they make money off a JMU game or a Bama game? Would they make money off a
look who they sent there? I mean, no offense to her, I'm sure she's awesome, but Dana Boyle. These other ones I've heard of. I've heard of Marty.
Yeah,
they send the newest rookie to JMU for a reason, Shane.
Yeah,
and they sent Marty. Look at Marty. They're going to get Marty's Jesus live reaction when Bama gets out. Shane was wearing this same jacket yesterday at the bar.
He said he just needed to borrow it. I didn't know he was going to wear it today. Totally embarrassing. Oh.
Man, how long are they going to milk this,
you think? Is he?
How about Shane? Anybody that missed it, how about Shane with the honey badger?
Yeah, what about that, man?
Ooh.
He was a busy guy, man. He was a busy guy.
I didn't get any credit for the photo. He stole my photo.
You ran off. Oh, wait. No, you did take the photo, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I don't need any.
I'm surprised they didn't make him the head coach at LSU. Yeah. the honey badgers never look smaller. That was cool, man. There were so many people walking around. It was just good to see the cousins. That was my highlight, you know. Honey Badger's awesome. Don't get me wrong. Peter Burns was awesome. Doring, we ran into him, you know.
Yeah.
Paul. We talked to Paul for a little bit, but it was the cousins for me, man. Just putting names to faces, you know. So it was good seeing them, and I hope they enjoyed the game, and I hope they enjoyed the fanfare. I mean, it had everything. On one side, you have the game day countdown. On the other side, you got Ludacris singing. You know, it was crazy. It was just a crazy event.
And a lot of boozing. A
lot of that. Yes.
But, again, if Bama gets left out.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we may have just been at the last SEC championship there ever is. Well, don't you think, if they get left out?
You know, who was it that had to opt out for the bowl game?
You remember for the bowl game?
Yeah, I think there's a football team I must have read. I may have read it wrong, but I feel like there's an opt-out for a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me wonder, what if there's an opt-out for an SEC championship?
I don't think you can.
I didn't think you could opt out for bowl games, but.
Yeah, that's a little bit different, though.
Cousins on that.
You're not obligated to go to a
Kansas
bowl game.
Kansas State, Iowa State, yeah, Marshall.
I think you're obligated to go. You can't just opt out of a SEC.
How do you opt out of a bowl game, though? I mean, you got to think about it. There's sponsors
because it's an
involved.
Invitation. It's you just don't accept it, and then they accept someone else. It's not Alabama and Georgia didn't get an invitation to the championship.
We're this close to creating another Vanderbilt game. I'm telling you, man, what's going to happen is a separation at some point. And if they don't clean it up and stop doing this shit at the end of the year, you're going to have the SEC and the Big Ten just do their own thing.
Mississippi State opted out of the playing this year. Yeah. I think it was more accurate the year before, you know?
Yeah.
Who opted out? Arkansas opted out of defense.
Opted out? Oh, yeah.
Tennessee opted out of defense against Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Georgia lost the 23 SEC championship to Bama, was left out 12-0? Mm-hmm. They should have opted out, Shane.
Lane Kiffin's opted out of a few things here lately.
Yeah.
He didn't
what,
make it
what
down
a damn beatdown. I mean, that's a way, Shane, to get over your demons. Look at what Alabama did on offense.
Look at real quick. College football selection principles. The first thing that's noted is strength of schedule. Mm-hmm. Head-to-head competition. Strength of schedule. Yet we're still bringing up Tulane. Yet we're still bringing up Miami and Notre Dame, you know? The only thing that they have is the head-to-head competition. And
that's where you're a little bit wrong. Because they're still taking the five highest-ranked conference champions. So this has got nothing to do with that.
Well, the strength of schedule.
So believe it or not, Tulane and JMU are – that's why they're both getting in, because they're both
– because they're ranked.
Highest-ranked conference champions. But this is after that. But to your point, Alabama – certainly checks off a lot of this more than Notre Dame and Miami, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, even that being said, it just proves the point that we just wasted two teams, right?
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right. Hey, they said Arch opted out of the Heisman. John Mateer opted out of offense.
I opted out of my diet.
Liquid says Florida opted out of being relevant. Look at this drive chart, though, I was showed for Bama in the SEC championship. I mean, DeBoering, if nothing else, I thought they would field a competent offense.
Yeah.
They couldn't even do that against Georgia. I mean, Georgia's hitting it at the right time. Georgia, they're playing like they're going to win the national championship.
Brother, that defense was, I mean, Jesus, I don't know how Ty didn't.
They didn't even have to do much on offense, and it was dominating.
No, it was. And they were, I mean, Kirby talked about that after a game. They had a lot of people that didn't dress out, you know, or even if they didn't play. But he was talking about Noah Thompson or Thomas having back spasms, you know. It's just like those guys could really have used a bye week, which they're about to get here. So what's going to happen when these guys get a little rest, man? I told you, man. It's so funny. I'm watching Georgia hold this trophy 2 years in a row. And I just think of all the conversations we had about all the other SEC teams except for Georgia this season, you know. It's just kind of funny.
Emily says Auburn opted out of everything, including freeze.
Yeah, that was the best opt-out you had right there.
Aggies opted out of the SEC championship. Oh, no. Man, they're truly going to milk this thing, huh?
Well, I think this thing's on for 3 hours, they said. 2 hour reveal.
I think it's mostly for the bowls, though. I think.
Oh yeah, they got to do all this, and then some sad story of the origin story of JMU. You know, I'm normally not this grumpy in the morning. I say the morning because I got up, man. I left there 5:30. I don't know what time you left, but
oh wow, 5:30, huh?
Yeah. And it was foggy the whole time, man.
Yeah, I got out of there about 6:30.
Can't see 20 yards in front of me the entire time up here.
Did you get any breakfast or anything?
Did I get breakfast? Of course I did. Stopped off, and I got a little Mickey D's. Actually, I didn't know it was off the exit, so I was kind of limited to a Burger King or Mickey D's, so I went the Mickey D's route.
Hey, you'd be proud of me. And I think everybody else would be disappointed. Well, I guess I went. I took your advice. I went to I don't even know the name of it. Bojangles.
Ooh, nice.
So, you know, when you're hungover, it's like something like that.
Yeah.
I got a biscuit and I got some bowberries.
Oh, the bowberry biscuit? Let's see how Cousin Shane you are. Did you ask for extra icing?
No, I didn't even know that was an option.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to get them sometimes. And it's not that they don't put enough on, but I feel like if you remind them that you want extra, they're like, oh, okay, I should probably put some icing on here.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. That did not need extra. I couldn't even eat it all. It was too much. Mm,
I could go for some bowberry biscuits right now.
Grubhub. Is there one near your house?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Full disclosure.
You got it already, huh?
I got one this morning. So I got so the McDonald's just didn't
wait,
hit,
so you
right?
Wait, so you went all to right, two know, fast foods this morning?
I know. Oh, this is like the fattest thing ever, right? In fact, I had an empty bag, a McDonald's bag beside me when I pulled in. The wife said, hey, I would like to get a country ham biscuit. And I was like, okay, yeah, I can make it happen. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you want Hardee's or do you want Bojangles? She goes, it doesn't matter, whichever's easiest to get in. So I was like, all right, I'll do Bojangles. And I pulled in, I saw Cajun filet. I was like, that's really what I wanted off the first exit, you know? So I was like, you know what? Went in Rome. So I got me a Cajun filet and her country ham, you know?
Interesting.
Just put it over there by the McDonald's bag.
Yeah, you're right. That's pretty fat. All right. Now, they keep asking, what is a bowberry? So I'm uploading an image. It's a little, it's like a blueberry biscuity thing with a little cinnamon, sweet stuff on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looks like.
It's good. I mean, it's a biscuit. Yeah. With blueberries in it.
It's like a dessert biscuit.
But that icing's special. And if you get a little extra of it, money, dude. Money. That looks good. Only bad thing about that, it's like you can't. I mean, you can, but it's not good after it like cools off. You know, some of those things. Like cinnamon rolls.
But you can.
I mean, you can. Pop it in the microwave for a few seconds or something, but it's not the same. It's like you get the best experience as soon as it gets out. And like, don't even eat your biscuit. Just jump right into the bowberry. Trust me on this one. Nobody says you have to eat it last.
I think we are helping the stock right now of all this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man. I tell you, man, as crazy as this season has been, I don't know. You know, ultimately, I don't know what teams they're going to allow in there, but I'm pretty confident. I'm almost extremely confident that an SEC team is going to win this freaking thing at the end of the year.
You kept hyping up stupid Indiana a minute ago.
Well, I got to make it big so I can bet the other. Okay. Yeah. I just told you.
JMU to win it all?
No, like JMU and Tulane would be a great game, right? Just like Ohio State and Indiana was a great game. But pairing them with Georgia or pairing them with Texas A&M right now, get the hell out of here.
We got a rumor in the comments, Shane.
Yeah.
Literally no idea if this is true. Real news. Commissioner's been in an office since 8 this morning.
Shit.
I'm at the Bonvoy, so he's working them phone lines. You see, I don't know if this committee's got phones in there, but
I wonder, you know, because I'm seeing the play. I see players come out. You see coaches come out. I saw Clark Lee doing it again. It's like, I wonder if they even pay attention. Because I looked, they showed it. Remember how stupid was that? They show that little war room and these old farts are sitting in there, you know? They're like watching Jeopardy and shit. They ain't even watching the football game.
People keep saying FanDuel leaked it.
That's what I heard. Bama was in it.
We got Indiana. All right, they're doing it right now. Shane, number one, Indiana.
Okay.
You're Indiana.
Easy. Easy, big guy.
Now they're going to talk about Indiana for 20 minutes.
Yeah. What about Mendoza's? right after the game. What a weird cry that was.
I didn't see it. Shout out Carl Junkies. $10. Are you really Southern if Waffle House is not mentioned?
I love Waffle House, but we're talking drive-thru. Hungover, coming from Atlanta. Yeah. You are definitely not going into Waffle House.
And number Atlanta. Two, Ohio State. What? You got to give that to Georgia, don't you?
Jesus Christ. Oh, my gosh. This committee. They're fired up, ain't they?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, hey, if the guy can make a 17-yard field goal, they may have won this thing. That's stupid. That makes me feel like they're about to pair some SEC teams. That's what this is about. Separate the Big Ten so they're not in the same bracket.
Cousin Jacob says, Shane says like he smoked 3 packs of Virginia Slims and sang Freebird at the top of his lungs.
Misty Light 120s, you know, menthol. we were rolling.
So Georgia's got to be 3, though, right?
Yeah, Georgia's 3.
No lower than 3, but should be 2.
Right. Georgia should be 2. Actually, Georgia should be 2. God, stop talking. Less talking, more presenting here, fellas.
All right, Georgia 3.
Yeah.
No surprise there.
Who you think 4 is? A&M? Mm-hmm.
I think I have the rankings. Hold on.
This is exactly right, Carl. They do it every time. And that's why Ohio State and Indiana aren't in the same, because they don't want to see that game played again, even though they probably should. Oh, Texas Tech. That'll be them.
Yeah, so again, according to the guy that predicts it all?
Yeah.
I should have just led with this, huh? Yeah, he's got all 4 right in the correct order. He's got Oregon 5, Ole Miss 6, A&M 7, Oklahoma 8, Notre Dame 9, Miami 10, Tulane 11, JMU 12. That's what he's saying it's going to be. First team out, Alabama. Now, that's not official, but he's gotten it right every single time.
There they are. Look how excited they are. Look how excited. They're like, we get to play one more game.
They might actually have one of the better draws, believe it or not.
I don't know who they're going to pair.
They'll get the winner of Oregon JMU.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind
that's
that.
That's who I'd want in the second round. Whereas, like, Ohio State?
Yeah.
They're getting the winner of A&M Miami. See, right there. He's nailing it. All these predictions, Shane. Oregon 5. Now, maybe these are the easy ones. You know, I think the hard one is Bama, but... And then who does Georgia? So Georgia's got in round 2 the winner of Tulane Ole Miss.
I think Georgia fans would sign up for that one, right? Lane Kiffin gone.
Yep.
John Summerall, he's been busy in Florida, ain't even paying attention.
So, and then Indiana will get the winner of Oklahoma Notre Dame.
I think John purposely wants to lose so he can get back to work. Is this the last time Summerall goes to a college football playoff?
No, he's taking over Florida.
Okay,
Florida, baby. We're back. Sharks are back.
I'm just asking. You love that guy.
Ole Miss 6 right here. He's nailing every prediction.
Is this guy from the future?
He just knows the formula. So, again, watch. A&M 7. Oklahoma 8, Notre Dame 9.
So you're saying this is a formula and has absolutely nothing to do with the committee that we keep seeing?
I've been saying that for 3-4 years now to you.
I know. I just doesn't.
But people just get, I don't know what, and then they just do these ranking shows to get people talking. That's why people get so upset where they're like, what? One week they're like, strength of schedule. And then the next it's like, well, Bama can't run the ball. Like they just make it up to go along. So to give us something to talk about, this is just a TV show and get people upset. Look, A&M 7, I mean, it's like, it's literally, he knows all the, he's got the formula down. Mm-mm-mm.
Does he pick who wins? Is he like that good? Or just where no. they belong? Okay.
Just where they belong. And again, if you know the formula, it's you're able to lock it in every time.
Yeah.
He's never been wrong. Now, it was easier when it was just four, right?
Uh-huh.
But even last year, he got all 12. First year's the 12. He got all 12. And he even had the year Florida State lost their quarterback. He knocked them out for Bama.
Yeah.
There you go. Oklahoma 8. So, again, this is going to be telling right here, number 9. He's got Notre Dame.
Who do you think it should be? Truth serum.
I mean, I don't watch Notre Dame, but...
Do you think Alabama should be in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Vanderbilt should be in.
Yeah.
I think it should be Vanderbilt and Alabama. That's who I think. So, really, we're only down to, like, two teams here.
Yeah.
Because we know Tulane.
And JMU's in.
And JMU for sure.
So, unless
Duke shot up 30 right spots in the rankings.
So, this is it. It's the three. It's Bama, Notre Dame, right. Miami. And do you bump Miami up three spots or pull Bama down three because they lost to... Well, I think it's having Georgia at three is to justify not a top two Georgia, you know?
Oh, he's wrong. Bama's in, Shane.
Told you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, all right. So I'm never going to reference that guy again because he's never been right every time. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Another SEC team in. Sankey was working them phone lines, Shane.
Yeah, something got moved real quick. I mean, they didn't move at all, Mike.
The only thing I don't like about this, Shane.
Yeah.
We get a rematch, Bama, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We just had that game, but hell, I'd rather play it out on the field, you know.
Yep. Yep.
But I think I would have liked Alabama, Ole Miss a little bit better.
Yeah.
Just because we haven't had that.
And I was kind of wrong. I do like how they're split up. I mean, the SEC teams, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, so, other than the Alabama-Oklahoma, the other two are, you know, going to go a few weeks without playing each other.
Okay, so now who do they put in? Do they put in Miami or?
Oh, it would be Notre Dame.
You think?
Yeah, yeah.
Miami beat them.
They don't care.
Same record.
At this point, they're going to
pass. What if it's Vanderbilt?
Oh, man. This guy's really wrong, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, let's see how powerful Sankey really is here. It'd be great, though. I'd love it. So it'd be Vanderbilt Ole Miss, right?
Yeah. I'd sign up for that. What if it was Texas?
Just out of nowhere. I mean, you already got
Miami. It's Miami. Good. Notre Dame didn't belong.
Good.
They went 10-2 and lost to Miami. You can't put them in.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I'm all for this, Mike. Absolutely. I thought they would pick Notre Dame just because that's what they do. But the fact they didn't, I love it.
Hey, here's a great question or comment from Derek. Do you think this is part of the backroom deal, Shane, where maybe they gave him one to the SEC going to 9 games?
I mean, it's a tough argument, right? Because I feel like...
So now we're honoring the strength of schedule a little bit here.
Yeah, yeah. Because you have to, man. Because, I mean, Kurt, say what you want. There will be 8 more losses floating around the SEC next year. And,
right.
You know, we're going to probably need a little love to get some of these 3-loss teams in. Because there's going to be some very good 3-loss teams next year.
Mm-hmm.
And... 10-2, it still blows my mind why Vanderbilt didn't get in, but
it's tough. You know what?
Yeah.
They may never do it again.
Yeah, because Who did Miami lose to?
Miami lost to Louisville and someone else. Let me look it up.
So their strength of schedule is 44. I wonder what Vanderbilt's strength of schedule is.
So Miami lost to Louisville and SMU. Great teams, you know.
Jesus. Yeah. But look at these games, though, man. Alabama-Oklahoma rematch is going to be freaking awesome. I do think the Miami A&M game is going to be a high score, and it's going to be exciting.
Look at all these home games, too, in the SEC.
Yeah.
Playoff.
Oxford holding. Oxford's going to be hosting a playoff game. That's awesome.
I can't believe I can't remember this now. Did we get any home games in the SEC last playoff? We got Tennessee on the road. We got Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. No. I can't recall.
I don't think we did. Because they either had byes or they were on the road.
Oh, wait, no, Texas. Texas had Clemson at home.
Ah, yeah. Good call.
That was the only one.
They opted out this year.
Hey, here's an interesting comment. Shane Scott Fitz. The ACC Notre Dame problem solved if Notre Dame would just join the ACC.
Well, I would imagine some movement, right? Notre Dame's going to be sitting there saying, it hurt us. It hurt them not being in a conference for once, you know? So I definitely feel like, you know what they should do? They should let Vanderbilt and Notre Dame play.
I'd be on board with that.
Hell yeah. Oh, and I'm not shitting on Tulane. They've had a great season, right? But It's apples and oranges. It's a wasted matchup right here. Oregon's getting another bye week. Or who are they playing? Ole Miss. Oh, they're playing Ole Miss again.
Right.
Rematch.
Yeah, I mean, they should almost try to avoid the rematches, you know? Might as well just switch Tulane and JMU.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't you think?
Yes. Yeah. And then the last is JMU, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because they're ranked. What they should have done is not ranked 12-1, one loss. I get if they're undefeated.
What's your thoughts on this? Great question. Better record next year, Summerall or Golish?
People are like,
we kind of have to know the schedules, you know? And the rosters. But
well, they really don't want me to get on the Florida Gator bandwagon. So
I'll go Golish
right now.
Hey, I wish I could watch this because this guy was a huge asshole to be on Twitter for no reason. I was just asking a question.
Yeah.
He says the lock. I don't think it was this guy. I think it was a different Notre Dame guy.
Yeah.
I just got on the Locked On Notre Dame. Those guys are losing their shit.
Oh, damn. I love it. I love it. Tag me in every Notre Dame meltdown, please, so I can retweet it.
Shout out, Token. Home game in Oxford. Let's fucking go. Say it. We'll be wild. Appreciate you, Token. Man, what a game. What a game.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Again, I'm secretly rooting for them, you know?
Yeah.
Here they got both these teams got coaches that basically have moved on. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss, the path is not easy, right? Got to go back to Georgia. So,
ooh, okay. So let's load this in, Shane. I want to share the bracket here. I think it's great that Bama got in, though.
Yeah.
They you can't knock him for losing a conference championship. So here's a bracket. Again, Shane's beloved Indiana, apparently, number one. Ohio State, two. Georgia, three. They kind of got screwed job there, but I actually like Georgia better at three. I like their path better than I would at two. So, I think it kind of worked out. Texas Tech, four. We got Oregon, five. Ole Miss, six. Texas A&M, seven. Oklahoma, eight. Alabama, nine. Miami, 10. Tulane, 11. JMU, 12. So, well, I would imagine we're going to get some point spreads here any point in time, Shane. Which first round game are you looking forward to the most?
Uh, probably Alabama, Oklahoma.
Not me. Just because we've seen it. From A&M, Miami. Give me that one.
Those are the two, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like that one's going to be an awesome game as well. I just feel like that may be a blowout, right? Alabama, Oklahoma has been competitive the last three times they've played. So
that's true. So
I just think that's going to come down to being a hell of a matchup there.
Any shot? I know Ole Miss whooped their ass already, but Tulane, Ole Miss, any shot that's competitive?
Could be, right?
Lane Kiffin. Even though I've said a lot of terrible things about him, maybe he is God's gift to football. You know what I mean? And Ole Miss, could you imagine like Ole Miss getting in a hole and then they have to climb out of it? I could see something like that.
I could see that. And, you know, also when your defensive coordinator takes over coaching, how many times have we seen the defense take a little bit of a hit as well? Because, you know, he's not able to just focus on that side of the football. But I do think that that's obviously going to be more of a telling sign of what's going to happen the following week. With Georgia. It's like this game for me is more or less to see, can Ole Miss actually make a run without Lane Kiffin? So I'm going to be very judgy on that one. Boy, that top bracket sucks, don't it? Ain't nobody going to watch that shit. because Alabama, Oklahoma plays Indiana, right? I think the A&M Ohio State could be a really good game too. This is setting up pretty sweet. This is going to be an awesome playoff, and I'm glad Alabama got in. Where's our Tide fans at? Come on, Tide, where you at? You had a bad weekend. They may not
Robert?
Be in here.
He says we broke Ty. He's coming back for another nightmare.
Boy, I tell you what, Georgia, they pinned their ears back, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
He probably didn't get any. That's why Nick Saban, he looks like he didn't get any sleep last night either. He's been out.
They've been on the phone with the committee, apparently.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
Hey, that's the beautiful part of the playoff, though, Shane. I mean, Ohio State got embarrassed right before the playoff last year. Remember, their coach was getting fired. They're gonna lose to Tennessee is what people were saying.
Yeah.
I think I was like the only one picking Ohio State.
Yeah.
Then they won the national championship, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Anything can happen now. You just got to get in. And boy, did you barely get in. You barely got in. And do you think this is better for college? Because I told you at the start of this, if Bama didn't get in, that they would fix something, right?
Right.
So now that they did.
They ain't fixing shit now.
They ain't fixing shit. We're going to have the same conversation every year.
Notre Dame's going to try to flex and fix shit now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get on the horn. See what you can do.
I don't know that they have any power or anything.
God, I'd love to see some. Maybe we should clip some Notre Dame breakdowns and put it on the next show.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. For once, Notre Dame gets screwed. Oh, shit. Now, when are they going to do the bowl games? They going to do that now, or we got to listen to this for another 20 minutes?
I think they're going to do it after. It'll take them hours to do it, I think.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking forward to that as well, Mike, but I'm not totally disappointed with this, be honest with you. I would rather have Miami in and Notre Dame out. I think that made my day right there.
Yeah, I don't think we could have asked for anything better. You know what?
No, seriously. Knowing what we know, and obviously we got to have some give. We can't put Vanderbilt in, even though we think they should be in there. I felt like going off the criteria that they've given us all season long, this is the most ideal outcome right here that we could have had. So.
Oh, buddy, and we already got point spreads.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Shane? Miami at A&M. What's the spread?
A&M 11.
Man, you got no respect for Miami.
No. Nope.
4.5.
That'll move. Get it. Get your bets in.
Ole Miss hosting Tulane.
Ole Miss 13.5.
See, and then too much respect for Tulane. 17.5. How about Oregon James Madison.
Oh, God. Oregon, 35.
Oh, the way off. 21 and a half.
Still a shame.
And then Alabama at Oklahoma.
Mm, pick them.
Bama favored by 1.5 on the road.
Does it have, do you have favorite to win? Win it all? Anybody?
Yes. Ohio State.
Ohio State?
Mm-hmm. Followed by your Indiana Hoosiers, then Georgia.
Oh, okay.
James Madison, not good odds. 350 to 1.
Oh, jeez. What's Ole Miss?
22 to 1.
Oh. What would be? Let's just do the other SEC, Texas A&M.
All right, here's where you need to bet, Shane.
Yeah.
You want a value? I'm not saying it happens. Yeah. I'm saying put a shot in the dark here. Oklahoma. What do you think Oklahoma is? And granted, remember I told you Ole Miss is 22 to 1. What's Oklahoma?
24 to 1.
Way off. 50 to 1.
Damn.
With that defense.
That grimy team.
I mean, their offense we know is pretty awful, but if we could just limit everybody, 50 to 1, yeah, that might be worth $100.
I like that number.
All right, but how about Bama?
Bama would probably be 20 to 1.
Oh, man, you about nailed it. 22 to 1.
Okay.
A&M, what do you think about that?
They're going to be 18 to 1.
Oh, close. 14 to 1.
Okay.
And then Georgia.
Georgia, 4 to 1.
Damn, you cheated. It's 5.5 to 1. You're good. You're too good.
I like him. I know them Sooner fans are like, don't you do it, cuz. Don't you do it.
I'm saying, I mean, that's the bet, isn't it? Like 50 to 1, put $100 on it?
Yeah, I think that is. I mean, because you could, $100? Absolutely. Come on now.
And it's, again, is it going to happen? Maybe not, but.
Right.
They got the defense to get it done. All they'll need Jean Mateer to not turn the ball over.
Yeah.
Can Big special teams play here or there.
Can they beat Bama at home? Yes, done it.
Run the football.
They've been resting. They didn't have to do an SEC championship.
Yeah. What are the odds Cousin Shane finishes his miles before 2026?
Zero. Opt out. No, zero.
You about got it yesterday.
Well, I want to wait till, buddy, we got some steps in yesterday, didn't we? I'm going to probably be kicking off January 1st. I'm going to tie it in with a little healthy, might as well. I'm going to eat double breakfast until then.
Double breakfast. Oh, you crazy, crazy son of a.
Oh, shit.
Hey, we got shout out. We got a couple donations here. We got that one. All day, Trey, Shane, dogs going all the way.
Yeah, I mean, they should be the favorites right now.
They're the team to beat, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
How about Kenny Power? Sure would have loved to see Miami at Oklahoma. That's true. That would have been a good one. So much history. And with the king, the boss, would have been cinema. Bring on Bama. Spot the ball, boober. And then shout out Carl Juggins. Hope Falls come to Tampa. Mike and Shane, come on, Dan. I'll buy you a beer. Cheap bastard. Jimmy, appreciate you. Damn. Long throat steed on wellness check. Joel Sheen, screw Notre Dame.
Hell yeah. Second that motion.
Mason, please come to Norman Cousins.
God, man, that'd be a fun one.
What a scene. That's going to be quite the scene, isn't it, Shane?
Yeah. I was just thinking about how funny it is. Like, the way the season ended last year, if I would have told Sooner fans, like, hey, be patient. I mean, because, listen, Sooner fans were, or media anyway, was a little bit doomy, gloomy there at SEC Media Days. And if I would have told them, said, hey, just be patient. This is a team that's going to be hosting a college football playoff game. They would have said, you crazy boy. You crazy.
They would have said, give me some of that cornbread you're on.
Exactly. So
most of them said about 8-4.
Didn't Matt.
7-5,
Matt Hayes is the only one that really gave that, and that surprised me. We ran with it. We got a lot of hits.
He picked him to win the SEC, right?
Yeah, but if he can, I mean, he's pretty damn close, you know. Maybe not the SEC, but I mean, making the college football playoff. Let's just say he was the closest one that we talked to.
Hey, Cousin Shane's shirt. He's even got the right color shirt today for the icon. My dog stuffed Bama in a locker, took 30 yards in penalties and a block by the ref for them to even score.
Oh, shit. How far is Norman? Did you fly? You flew, right? Do you fly into?
In Oklahoma Norman? City.
Oklahoma City, okay.
And then it's like 30-minute drive from there.
And that'd be a good game.
Yeah.
Look how happy.
Great fans.
Look how happy campus. Greg is.
Oh, yeah, he's fired up.
Yeah, he is.
Like, so he's sprouted a couple hairs since Bama got in there, you know?
It does look thicker these days. He's doing something. I don't know what product
he's got
using.
One really long one. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, I see
it.
Yeah. He's got a little drinkwitz going there.
It's looking good.
I'm jealous. But he should fire it. You know, he should just buzz it.
Buzz it all off?
Yeah. Be like an old booger over there.
Hey, shout out to UGA Chris's Notre Dame Blue and Gold channel. They switched it to subscribers only. They
were getting
too many haters, you know?
I love it. Be sure to tell them the cousin say, hey.
Should we subscribe just to go in there and troll their ass?
Just troll them, yeah. You want to talk to a winning program? Come over to that SEC podcast.
But hey, remember last year, Shane, there was a lot of talk. The SEC's done, all this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Because I think the Big Ten got 5 in last year.
That's correct.
Now we flip the script. They've only got 3, and the SEC got 5. Robert says, old saying, defense wins championships, boys. Boomer Sooner. I told you, that's what I'm saying, 50-1. Throw a little bit on it.
It is kind of crazy that, you know, the third Big Ten team that we're not talking about has to go through JMU and Texas Tech, right?
Right.
I mean, that could be a little bit of a sleeper. They're trying. They are really trying to get the Big Ten teams pretty nice. It's a pretty nice setup. But anyway,
they're trying.
They are. I mean, put A&M up there. They should have got JMU, you know, but whatever. I mean, A&M.
What if JMU beats them at their home?
Oh my gosh. We'll have emergency non-SEC podcasts in a heartbeat.
Hey, so these games, Shane.
Yeah.
Save the date here. I mean, the dates were already announced, but just yes. So everybody knows, December 19th, mm-hmm. It's going to be 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, Alabama at Oklahoma. What a damn showdown. And then, oh, my Lord, Shane, look at December 20th. December, the very next day, we've got at noon Eastern, 11 Central.
Yeah.
Miami at A&M, December 20th. Mm-hmm. Then right after that, we'll have 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central, Tulane at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And then we'll have at night, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, James Madison at Oregon. So what a lineup we got here in the December 19th, December 20th window.
That's going to be awesome.
Don't make any Christmas party plans for December 19th or December 20th.
Ain't going to be there. No, that's going to be awesome. I like how they split it, too. Mm-hmm. Friday night game, 8 p.m. Everybody's going to be watching. And then back-to-back, man. Mm. And then you got it done, right? After that, it's like, hey, honey, we can go out to dinner after those two games.
And then what's going to be so awesome, Shane, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
It'll be the winner of A&M Miami at Ohio, or not at Ohio State, but versus Ohio State.
Yeah.
Cotton Bowl. And then January 1st, that's going to be so much fun. It'll be winner of James Madison, Oregon versus Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl.
Wait. Hunter's about to say something intelligent.
And then we got Alabama, Oklahoma winner versus Indiana in the Rose Bowl. That's going to be awesome. Tulane, Ole Miss winner against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. I can't believe Shane. This guy is such an idiot.
I know.
I don't have to listen to anything he says.
The only viral thing that comes out of this playoff is him talking for 10 seconds. So,
shout out Zachary. Ole Miss probably ended up with two opponents they already played is absolute garbage. Total buzzkill. Well, perhaps, but the way I'd look at it is, hey, we smoked Tulane's ass once before. We'll do it again. And I would make the case they only lost that game because it was in Athens.
Yeah.
Get them on a neutral field. Maybe you can beat them.
Yeah.
I'm not too upset if I'm an Ole Miss fan.
No, not at all, man. You played them, right? They know you. You know them. I think a lot of these repeat matches that we're going to see, even like the Oklahoma-Bama game, it's going to be a totally different atmosphere. It's going to be a totally different ball game. And, I mean, there's some people that won't be able to make it that made the first one and vice versa. And then you got the Ole Miss potential Georgia repeat. I think that would be great. So, yeah, I think at the end of the day, even though we don't want to see repeat games, it's going to be a totally different ball game.
Any concern, though, Shane, that Alabama is kind of fading quick? Again, the SEC championship was disgraceful how they played. Iron Bowl, hey, they won it. We'll give them credit. But even that Eastern Illinois, you know, if you actually go back and watch that game, Ty Simpson threw multiple interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
They were just, you know, they wiped the floor with them because they suck. But Oklahoma, of course, was a loss.
Yeah.
LSU was ugly as hell. South Carolina, they nearly lost. Again, I'm fine with them making it in, but they may not have anybody left to play in Norman. You know what?
Yeah. No, I was thinking, too, Alabama, you asked if they're fading. I don't know. I don't think so much fading. I just feel like some of those crucial gaps or flaws have been exposed, right? And you see that when Ty is constantly running for his life. So we're going to have to take this week, get a little more creative, because you better believe the Sooners have been watching, and you think you've seen some damn defensive pressure up to this point. You got some fresh Sooners that are going to be coming after your ass.
I'm concerned, Shane, that they peaked too early.
Yeah.
I guess that's what happened.
Hey, this is why you pay them the big money. Like, is Ryan Grubb really a fantastic coach? Is Kalen DeBoer truly the future of this franchise? If
minus three rushing against Georgia.
Clearly, we've got a problem, right? Mm-hmm. Is it the offensive line? Is there something we could do? I mean, honestly, a lot of drops in the game, too. I'm not going to say it's just the rushing. Then in wide receivers, there was a couple of crucial catches that could have been made and should have been made and wasn't made. So,
all day, Trey, Shane, Ole Miss fans watching the SEC championship. Why we got to play Georgia again? Yep, that's probably true.
Oh, damn. Notre Dame. I love it. You know what? I love it. Good for you, Notre Dame.
Our Mason Thomas coming back for Oklahoma for that game too, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Oklahoma's going to be even better on defense if that's possible.
Yeah. Getting healthy. Had that bye week. This is who's truly hurt. Like Georgia, Kirby comes out and he says, hey, this whatever, but you got a bye week, right? You know who doesn't? Them losers over in Tuscaloosa. They got to get their gear and then hit the road to Norman on a short week, Mike. It's not like they're going to get the full 7 days here. No, your ass is going to have to be over there probably Wednesday, you know?
Well, no, I get it's December 19th.
Oh, shit. What's today?
The 7th.
Oh, damn. So much for that. I thought it was going to be sooner.
No. So they got a little bit of time to rest up.
Clearly, I didn't write that date down when you told me to
write that date.
Yeah,
I said save the date. You're like, Saturday, got it.
I was making dinner plans.
Thinking about a third breakfast over there.
You're talking. I had open table up. You know?
We've been drinking again.
No,
you know?
I know. Yeah, bear with us. Bear with us. Speaking of, I got to take a leak.
Yeah, anything else, buddy? I think we're about out of steam here.
No. Fantastic. I'm pumped up. I'm excited. Can't wait to see these matchups. Congratulations to the teams that made it. Teams that didn't. Let's get over here and let's drag Notre Dame fans where they belong. They've had it too nice for too long. So let's give them a hard time.
Let's give a shout out though real quick. JR,
the legend.
Done it again, Chain.
Legend. Cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, JR. He gifted Brandon Norwood. Shout out, Brandon. And then All Day Trey. He's just all day in it, Shane. Oh, we also got Noah. Appreciate you, Noah, for becoming a member of the channel.
Welcome, cuz.
And All Day Trey gifted five.
Ooh,
Shane.
Doggy.
Dylan, P5, Travis, Shuttleworth, Ben Elliott, Rebel Heckler, Brad, Darden, all of y'all, Brandon, and Noah.
Welcome to the family.
Oh, and Robert just swung in here at the end. He's just, hey, Sooners, you can't bring them down, Shane. They're in the playoff. They're looking good. So Robert said, I'm going to bring Bo into the fold. Bo,
welcome to the family.
Thank you, Robert.
Hell yeah, cuz.
All right, I think I'm going to go take a nap.
All right, man. All right, you, man. All right, see you, cuz.
Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.